friendship because made way more friends than I before I started FFA.
Huh? And Tater, how about you? What made you want to be instructor with FFA?
I've wanted to be a teacher since I was little. And once I got involved in FFA and ag throughout my high school career, I knew that I wanted to continue to share my passion and teach my potential students in the future.
Mm-hmm. And you graduated from where? Iowa State? Or?
Yes, Iowa State.
Okay, cool. Because, of course, Iowa State has a well-known agriculture program.
Yep.
There are names, indeed. So proud to be a Cyclone right there. So let's talk, how many FFA members are there in Webster City?
We have about 180 ag students, and of those, we have about 60 to 70 active members that show up to meetings and events.
Mm-hmm. And when do you have your meetings?
We have our meetings monthly. We just had a meeting last Monday, and we talked about FFA Week, of course.
Mm-hmm. And that's going on this week. We'll recap again the calendar of what's going on with FFA this week here in Webster City. Let's also talk a little. This has been an organization that's been around for a good long time, nearly 100 years, 1928 when it was founded.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Very proud. We're looking forward to the 100th anniversary, and I'm sure Mrs. Adams will have some fun activities for that.
Yeah. And also, let's give a mention, too, to Kurt Veldhuizen. He's also still involved with FFA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be speaking with him this week about this Career Ag Academy. Let's talk more about this briefly. I know the Webster City High School will be involved in this for, I believe, a five-year period, because I was at the school board meeting last week.
Yes, sir. Career Ag Academy is set up and gotten bids and accepted a contract on the Career Ag Academy out. It'll be placed in the floor building spot at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. It'll be the state-of-the-art facility housing animals year-round to let students really get those hands-on experiences better than what we can do in our greenhouse with our just little 10-foot by 10-foot birthing center that we have right now.
Mm-hmm. And that is just for 5 years, right? Then what happens to after the 5 years is complete?
After 5 years, I'm sure they'll extend the contract. I don't see there would be a reason not to. Really, they built it for the high school students, and it's just a liability for them to rent it.
So that would be starting the summer of 2025 until, perish the thought, 2030 for that 5-year contract. Well,
very exciting.
Uh-huh. There is probably one of the myths about FFA that I've heard so much in the past because it's only just for those kids in rural communities. Well, that's not necessarily the case, right? It's also in bigger cities.
Exactly. FFA is for all. Everybody has an SAA project, no matter how big or small, in our ag classes. It can range from managing your household pets to managing 100 head of livestock. Everybody has an SAA project.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have some other projects, too, down the road? What's yours?
Mine, I pick up brass casings for reloading, and then I clean them and sort them and then sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is helping on my uncle's farm.
And where's that at?
In somewhere near Des Moines.
Somewhere near Des Moines. Okay, very good. Somewhere near the capital city. And Tater, you, what's your big project? And it's just a plain instructor? Or?
Yeah, I get to supervise all of the SAE projects, which is really cool because there is such a variety of projects. And it is cool to see some of those kids who don't live on a farm that get involved in FFA.
Yeah, that's right, because it's not just for farm kids. It's for those who live in the big cities who would like to learn more about agriculture and such as the case also like maybe Fort Dodge or Sioux City. There's FFA chapters all around the state. And how many members make up FFA?
It's about 20,000 statewide.
Mm-hmm.
And then roughly, do you know how many national? Sure, it's close to 1 million.
And Tater is looking up her computer right here, or actually her cell phone, getting all the facts and figures. Again, I'm talking with Braden Hart, Rich Burninghouse, Ethan Harms, and Tater Adams all about FFA today as we're marking the observance of FFA Week. And Tater, I'm assuming you have something. So.
Yep, it's just crested over 1 million members nationwide. We reach from Alaska all the way to Hawaii and the Virgin Islands, every territory and every state.
Wow, that's just amazing. If this organization doing so much good in the name of agriculture, get people interested in commodities and such, but why we're seeing what food matters to each of us.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So again, let's kind of recap again what we're celebrating this week, and all starts today with what again? Recap. What's
we're celebrating National FFA Week. Today we're going to do staff member cookout. where members and staff can come down to the ag room and have a meal provided by us, courtesy of the alumni for grilling. Thank you, alumni members.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday, we're doing, guess the kernels down in the cafeteria, where members can guess how many kernels are in this big bucket we found at Baumgar's. They win a prize if they get the right amount of kernels.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is dress like your favorite ag teacher. We got four of them now, so dress up as your favorite, whichever one. The winner will get a prize.
Cool.
Thursday is drive your tractor school day, and it canceled because of the weather.
Yeah, we're going to do a parade around that sometime next week, maybe, and we'll keep everybody in the community posted. And then Friday, we're doing our Meals from the Heartland packaging event. We're going to package over 80,000 meals this year, including 8th graders, which is a very big accomplishment.
And that's it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause here, gentlemen, that we want to mention about FFA Week?
FFA is for all. It serves everybody in the great U.S. of A.
Indeed. So, again, we support the FFA, and we salute all the members of the FFA chapter. They're what? 70 right now, you say? Or
70 active members and 180 ag students.
So that will make it over around 250, I believe, if my math serves me correct.
70 of the 180.
Yeah, 70 of the 180 involved with the FFA program. And, again, we want to congratulate you and salute you. And I'm sure you'll be notifying us if whether or not we'll have this tractor parade. I know the roads are okay. It's now all snow-covered. If we had it last Friday or Saturday, well, it would have been a whole different story with all that snow, because I don't know how you can handle a tractor on snow or an ice, I think.
Yep. So we're most worried about tractors gelling up and not be able to get to town. We wouldn't have any members stranded out
right
5 miles from our house. So that's what we're most concerned about.
Especially for today and tomorrow, because it could probably gel up today with what they're talking about with this cold weather here. So any last words here before we let you head back to school?
No, Pat Powers. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're glad to have all of you here. Again, we're talking with Braden Hart, Rich Burninghouse, Ethan Harms, and Tanner Adams, the instructor, and all these three are members of the Webster City High School FFA chapter. So I want to thank all of you for coming out here today.
Thanks for having us, Pat. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.